Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ Scientist, Worcester. Spring arrives in just 2 more days. Considering the winter we've had, a lot of New Englanders are looking forward to spring even more than usual. They'll certainly enjoy the warmer weather that spring will eventually bring, but no doubt they also like the longer days, the increased hours of daylight that spring also brings. In fact, with daylight saving time in effect, people are already taking advantage of more daylight in the evening hours. We all like light, of course, because it allows us to see what we're doing. That's why it's so often associated with understanding. With light, we understand what's going on. Otherwise, there's darkness, both literal and figurative, and we generally don't like being left in the dark. The Bible talks about light providing understanding and guidance. For instance, when Moses is leading the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt, the Bible depicts a pillar of fire leading them at night. In other words, light is leading them out of darkness. In this particular case, that light can be seen as leading them out of slavery to strictly material perceptions of things to the freedom of more spiritual perspectives. They're led by this increasing spiritual understanding, while the Egyptians, trying to take them back to slavery, can't see it at all, still stuck in material concepts. It's a journey, but the Israelites' spiritual understanding continues to increase until they reach the Promised Land. May we, too, leave the darkness of strictly material thinking, follow the light of spiritual understanding, and reap the benefits for ourselves and others. Amen.